But for more on this, let's bring in former New Jersey Superior Court judge and host of the Judging Freedom podcast, our friend Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, listen, I'm going to defer to you because I'm not a judge, never been a judge. You are. This is preposterous because he failed to take down a post on social media. He's talking about prison.
Mike, you've probably testified in your FBI agent days hundreds of times in federal court. You probably never saw anything like this. And in my years in court, I've never seen anything like this. So here's what happened. 2 weeks ago, being sort of coy and funny as Trump can be, he found a picture of the judge's law clerk shaking hands with Chuck Schumer, and he posted it and said, Chuck and his new girlfriend. All right, it was a joke. Senator Schumer's married. I don't know about the law clerk's personal marital status. The judge didn't like it. He said to Trump, take it down. Say what you want about me, but don't attack my staff. Trump took it down. What Trump didn't realize, what the law clerk didn't realize, what the judge didn't realize is Trump's campaign had posted the same photograph with the same caption on the campaign website, which Trump doesn't own, which Trump doesn't control, which Trump can't affect. That's what got everybody so upset.
It's ridiculous.
And that's when this judge said, I can arrest you, which he shouldn't have said.
Right.
And, of course, today they took it down from the campaign website. But this judge, is a much ado about nothing.
Judge,
what happened in the Georgia courtroom today is far more concerning to Donald Trump. But this threat to arrest shouldn't have been made.
Well, it shows the judge's true colors. But I also would like to get your thoughts on the plea deals that were reached by former pro-Trump lawyers. I think it was Kenneth Chesbrough and Sidney Powell in Georgia election case. What do these developments mean for the former president?
It means that two of his former lawyers have now entered into agreements with the state of Georgia to testify against Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and Mark Meadows. Those are the three people that the government really wants. They indicted 19 people. They only want three. They hope to be able to flip the remainder of the co-defendants. They already flipped this businessman who was a bail bondsman. So they have three defendants now ready to testify against Trump, Giuliani, and Meadows. And Chesbrough is the most significant one. He's been accused of being, I'm using the government's words, we all know him. He's a fine lawyer. He's a former Justice Department lawyer. He's being accused of being the architect of the so-called fake electors, meaning he and Giuliani said, let's have Republicans sign these documents and they'll say that they were the electors and we'll send them to Mike Pence and maybe Mike Pence will count these votes. This is the government's theory. When, in fact, they knew that they hadn't been elected the electors, the Democrats were. I don't know what he's going to say, but he was in on almost all of Donald Trump's conversations with his inner circle, and there's now no attorney-client privilege.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the other thing that happened here when they went after Trump is they threw all the privileges out. They don't exist anymore. And, Judge, we know that that's sacrosanct. An attorney and a client, it's always been sacrosanct. And I think it's the demise of our justice system. But we're going to have to leave it there.
It is undermining our justice system when lawyers can be indicted and then they cut deals so they testify against their clients. Right. Who's going to confide in a lawyer anymore?
It completely undermines it all. Thank you very much, Judge Napolitano. We appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure to be on with you, Mike.